This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Again, the needs of the average American is put on the back burner in Washington, D.C., as lawmakers would rather discuss impeachment of a president leaving office in 9 days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will be moving forward with a resolution to impeach President Trump, calling the president an imminent threat to both the U.S. Constitution and democracy. Merced County Sheriff's Office in California says 6 inmates have escaped from Merced County downtown jail. It was just before midnight Saturday night. 6 inmates were missing from their cell. A preliminary investigation has determined that the inmates were able to gain access to the roof of the facility and utilize a homemade rope to scale down the side of the jail. Merced, California is east of San Jose in Central California. Nancy Bush Ellis, sister of President George H.W. Bush and the aunt of President George W. Bush, died Sunday in her home in Concord, Massachusetts due to complications related to COVID-19. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Federal authorities were warned in advance that violence was possible at the Washington, D.C. gathering last week near Capitol Hill. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
U.S. Capitol Police were warned about the possibility of violence on January 6th, according to a new report. NBC News reporting Sunday that the FBI and the New York Police Department sent information to Capitol Police about the possibility of violence during protests against the certification of the Electoral College vote. According to the report, the FBI had credible information that a number of people were headed to Washington with the intent to engage in violence. That contradicts previous statements that law enforcement didn't have any indication that violence was possible. So far, more than 60 people have been arrested in connection to the riot. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In other news, NASCAR changes some fundamentals this year. They will run 8 Cup Series races in 2021 with practice and qualifying. That continues the trend from 2020 when only one race, the Coca-Cola 600, had a qualifying run. Time on the track was limited to race day only. This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can expect gasoline prices to inch their way up this week. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League has some surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The wild card round of the NFL playoffs wrapped up Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens taking up the Tennessee Titans 20-13. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 20-13. 21-9 to move on, and the Cleveland Browns won their first playoff game since 1994, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. The divisional round is now set for next weekend. On Saturday, the top seed in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, will host the LA Rams, then the Baltimore Ravens will hit the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tom Brady faces off with Drew Brees as the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, and you thought it was going to be easy, huh? How you doing? Boy, I'll tell you, what a wild weekend, a wild week. You might even say, you know, the last 9 days, what had transpired, but I'd say 8 weeks have really taken its toll on America, and no question that it culminated with an expression of frustration and confusion on January the 6th. And of course, now we have the aftermath of it all. Nancy Pelosi is absolutely convinced that this was all done and orchestrated by one President Trump. And no investigation, no look-see. You know, I in my conversation with many people the last few days about what happened, and I'm people, you know, on both sides, very staunch, you know, Donald Trump supporters, versus the Trump haters, that there's no consideration whatsoever, just so much emotion that against Donald Trump, you know, as some have said, look at, he lost the election, quit whining, get over it. You know, Joe Biden is going to be the 46th president of the United States. Nancy Pelosi warned us back in September that was going to be the case. And obviously she knew something that many of us did not know and still don't know. I maintain, as I said last week, to be honest with you, in terms of what we share here in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, I'll tell you the trajectory to me, what I saw happening. And I said this, earlier last year, that I saw the Democrats imploding. I mean, with all the inner struggles that was going on, you know, within the party, that this election was going to be so devastating to them that it was going to take them, you know, possibly, you know, 8-10 years to recover from the devastation would take place. I mean, and you can quote me on that. I mean, you know that I said that, and I'm being honest with you and recounting what happened. Because, you know, again, I think relevant to the things that we see, you know, we know in part, we share in part, but then there are certain things that we're not aware of that happen in the shadows. And that's not to give excuse to this. I got to tell you, I'm one of those who is still perplexed on how Joe Biden got elected. You know, and people like, in dealing with anything of controversy, that want it settled and want to move on, you know, whether it was the election of Barack Obama twice, you know, other things that happened with his administration, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, I mean, go down, you know, the list of things that he said, you know, maintained for him a scandalous-free administration for 8 years. And so we go, wait a minute, what about all these other scandals? Well, of course, you know, in typical form, the establishment media goes along. You know, they support the Democrats and participate in propaganda. And they don't counter it. They, you know, they don't come back and say, well, wait a minute, what about all these problems and these issues, things that you said? In fact, last night in the interview with Nancy Pelosi and Leslie Stahl, I was a little surprised that she tried to hold the speaker, you know, feet to the fire a little bit, you know, just a little bit. But for the most part, I mean, she was a, you know, a go-along participant in the Democratic narrative, not even challenging exactly, you know, what is happening. I mean, there's been such a jump to conclusion about who participated in the riots. I was able to take a closer look as well, you know, because what was reported initially with the death of the young woman from San Diego, the Air Force veteran. What was going on? You know, initially they said, well, she was standing at the door. Well, when you see the video, she was actually climbing through, you know, the window when she got, you know, taken down. And, you know, that's, you know, an aggressive move. I mean, you got people storming the Bastille, so to speak. And, you know, what did they think was going to happen? I don't agree, based on the video footage that I saw throughout, I don't agree, as some would say, that 99%, I mean, it's like, how do you come up with that number, 99? 99% were Trump supporters. I mean, I believe there was, you know, a majority were Trump supporters. But I also saw some agitators there because, you know, again, when you look at some of the campaign stops or many of the campaign stops that the president had conducted, I never saw anybody with helmets and, you know, body armor and, you know, ropes and hand ties and things like that. I never saw that. But here they show up in D.C. and now we're finding out that, look at D.C. police were forewarned. They knew this was happening. Of course they know this stuff's going to happen. I mean, this is all over the Internet, you know, clearly. Zuckerberg and, you know, Dorsey, the rest of them, you know, they're monitoring this stuff and they've become allies with, you know, I would think and hope with some, you know, law enforcement and others, and that they would say something. And in fact, there was something said. The interesting thing, though, in the narrative that's coming out today is that, yes, they knew this was coming. But then the next question is, did you know who from, you know, all the tweets and the social media memos that were going out there and the blogosphere? Do you know who else, you know, who was this going to? Was it just going to steal the vote people, the Tea Party patriots? Or were there other players that you monitored that brought concern about this? Because you didn't have the equal concern on the three previous campaign stops, or not campaign stops, but assemblies that happened in D.C. with Stop the Steal, you know, with Amy Kramer and many others who were involved with that. You know, they didn't have that kind of suspicion. If anything, what they were concerned about was the counteractivity, you know, when Antifa came out like they did the first time and were, you know, beating up Trump supporters and being all aggressive and the D.C. police. I mean, you didn't hear a lot about, you know, the arrest there or any assault things that were taking place. And, of course, we saw that one violent attack on that gentleman. You know, somebody came and cold cocked him from the side. Obviously, you know, it was a concussive blow. He's on there, you know, bleeding from his ears. And I still didn't hear follow up how he's doing. But regardless, you know, a different response. And the D.C. police are so in question. You know, you got the chief of police there resigning. You know, of course, there's probably more to that story. But the big question that came out is that, look at after 9/11, how could the Capitol be breached so easily? And there's, I don't know, there's so many stories flying around here, and we're not getting the full story as to the participants. As one friend said to me, he said, look, you can tell if they arrest anybody from Black Lives Matter or Antifa, they're not going to jail. I mean, you already had one person from Antifa they arrested. And, you know, he said, well, I wasn't participating. I was just there to observe. You want to believe that, right? And, of course, they arrest him and let him go. Well, if it's a Trump supporter, they're arrested and they're going to, it's going to stick. Again, you know, it is America today, double standards and all, and we have to get used to it, and we need to also make sure, because of self-responsibility, you know, we have to still do the right thing and do the honest thing so that we can support and take care of ourselves. We've got more coming up. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry and local leaders in Mozambique recently initiated a Bible training radio program in the Chichewa language, and it's already receiving positive responses. The program is geared towards training pastors, but seekers and new believers also tune in to the broadcasts. One listener shared his journey of repentance after hearing a lesson on the parable of the prodigal son. He shares that while he was not a believer, this broadcast helped him to see that he was a sinner in need of forgiveness. He says, "I need repentance because I'm a sinner. I want God to forgive me." It's exciting to hear from unbelievers who've been enlightened and are now putting their faith in Christ after listening to the Tide Radio program.
To learn more about how the Tide Radio programs are helping to train pastors and share the gospel with listeners in Mozambique, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
Well, that's the President of the United States, contrary to what many would want to say, or at least infer, that the President somehow is disconnected from responsibility, that he didn't take any responsibility whatsoever. I mean, no doubt, in retrospect, maybe he might admit that he, at the speech that he gave to the thousands there at the Ellipse, that he may have chosen some different words, maybe have just let the election results go by. I mean, it was a fait accompli in as much as that, the numbers were so overwhelming. People get it. It doesn't make sense to half of America out there. And that's the tough thing that it's going to have on this country in terms of bringing us together. And I don't know that Joe Biden has the wherewithal and the charm. And by that, I mean just the overall charm. I mean, Barack Obama is another issue. Even though you may not all agree with Barack Obama, I mean, he has charm to an inordinate degree. Like Bill Clinton, you know, incredibly charming people. And there's no doubt, somebody like that might be able to move the needle a bit. Joe Biden, again, certainly Kamala Harris, I don't think so. The First Lady did chime in this morning for the first time in a lengthy written statement posted to the White House website and shared on her Twitter account. She still has a Twitter account, though the president doesn't now. Said that her heart goes out to the six people who have died since the attack, including two Capitol Police officers. You know, Melania's always had that compassionate heart, and I'm glad that she's come out because she can offer some balance to the overwhelming prejudicial reporting and the pigpiling that's happening, you know, to President Trump. So much to the degree that Nancy Pelosi on Sunday in the TV shows with Leslie Stahl and others, and she's got, she says that the Democrats will move forward with impeaching the president a second time. Come on. You know, we'll act with urgency because this president represents an imminent threat to both the Constitution and U.S. democracy. Wow. I mean, this is amazing. And I mentioned earlier, you know, what would Nancy do? You know, WWND, you know, what would Nancy do if it was the other way around? You know, the Democratic Party, you can be assured, would rally as they've done. You know, with anything like this, they would have rallied around, their standard bearer and protected the interest. Now, the Republicans, as they have been, are fracturing and do not want to. I mean, they're buying into the narrative. That's the sad thing. Without having all the facts as to what went on January 6th, much less what's being lost in all this. This is the thing, is was there voter fraud? You know, did it happen? I mean, 60 Minutes did, you know, they interviewed, the rulers to be, those in charge of the election. And they're very convinced. I mean, and these are Republicans, and they're very convinced that, nope, everything was perfect. It was all done according to Hoyle. There wasn't thousands of people who rose from the dead to vote, but there was only two, like one and two, as Raffensperger said. You have this impression, and a lot of, as I've said time and again, and I will say it forever, is just insight that I've always had when it comes to the truth, is that in the absence of truth, you have opinion, and opinions reign like crazy. And that's what's going on right now. And, you know, if you're really interested in healing the country, then there needs to be, and I'm not talking about something within the Beltway investigation, as much as humanly possible, if there's even an independent third party that could possibly conduct an audit on this election. And it's not necessarily, I mean, this is a foregone, this is what happened, sadly. in our country is that we'll find out there's mistakes made, or we won't even admit them, but we'll just kind of just leave them out there and just leave people hanging, you know, and that's unfair to we the people. Because as I was sharing with someone else, a dear friend, I said, look, at either we the people counts or doesn't. You know, this is the opening line to our Constitution. You know, we the people. I mean, this is a government of, for, by, and we the people. Is it? Really? No. And it hasn't been that way for a long time. And we've turned it over to these ruling elites that our founding fathers never intended to happen. I mean, and this is, you know, something that may very well come out of all this. You know, again, I heard over the weekend, you know, a lot of consistency in people's expression of, you know, term limits. You know, this idea that we have allowed for a professional ruling class to emerge and have the control that they have, really, I mean, this is really not serving the people. And if you think, you know, even a little bit, we're going to have Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books up. And they're going to be more aggressive in this next year in getting reports out to us, you know, about, you know, the corruption, about the misappropriation of the people's money. You know, one of the things that came out was, you know, what's happened is that even for, you know, those that are on entitlements, I mean, they've really become a professional class of entitlement gatherers. I mean, to what and how we've hurt them, you know, by continuing to give them money. And of course, you know, when it gets down to it gets down to where the rubber meets the road, what is the narrative, you know, the consistent narrative from the Democrats? Oh, you don't want to go Republican, you vote for Republican, they're going to take your checks away. You know, your hard earned checks, you know, that you've really earned, really. You've earned it. You've had to sell your soul to the government operators, you know, the Democratic Party, in order to hope that they come through for you. And then you wonder why they're so miserable. And if you think not, we don't have to go that far down the road. I mean, just go back 4 years ago under the Barack Obama and Joe Biden administration, where they were rewarding people to come on, you know, get involved, get on the welfare rolls. And this was what it was all about. It wasn't a conscientious effort by those that were in charge of welfare saying, hey, look at, we have this many, you know, hundreds of thousands of people not participating in welfare. In other words, it wasn't, it was just the opposite. It was growing and being promoted. And so, in a sense, we have that, you know, secondary professional class of entitlement gatherers to their own demise. I mean, you think here's the talent, the gifts that they have within them that are being blunted for the sake of a government check and government cheese. And so what happens with some of these younger people who have grown up with that? Well, then they go, hey, look, at that's the way it works. I know how to make it happen. So, you know, I have girlfriend number one, two, three, four. Just go right on down the list. And, you know, they're stopping there on every time the government checks come in. And they're checking in with the baby mamas. I mean, these are the stories that you hear. But, you know, and it's not. The thing that's sad about it is what it's doing to their humanity. I mean, they're not out there realizing any kind of dream or ambition. It's no wonder, you know, that they find their way in dealing with gangs and other nefarious activities that are detrimental to themselves and their families and their children. And here we are. We have legacy, a legacy of generational welfare recipients. And they're all told by the Democrats, boy, you don't want to vote. Well, you vote Republican. There goes your check. You're going to lose that. So what do you think they're going to do? So in a sense, the Democrats have found a way to buy votes, particularly in this professional welfare class of people. And they've done it with our money. They're buying votes with the people's money. How disgusting is that? Think about it. Our conversation, as I mentioned, will continue. We're going to take a look at Open the Books next. Stay with us.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Again, the needs of the average American is put on the back burner in Washington, D.C., as lawmakers would rather discuss impeachment of a president leaving office in 9 days. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will be moving forward with a resolution to impeach President Trump, calling the president an imminent threat to both the U.S. Constitution and democracy. Merced County Sheriff's Office in California says 6 inmates have escaped from Merced County downtown jail. It was just before midnight Saturday night. 6 inmates were missing from their cell. A preliminary investigation has determined that the inmates were able to gain access to the roof of the facility and utilize a homemade rope to scale down the side of the jail. Merced, California is east of San Jose in Central California. Nancy Bush Ellis, sister of President George H.W. Bush and the aunt of President George W. Bush, died Sunday in her home in Concord, Massachusetts, due to complications related to COVID-19. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Now, this is a song with a lot of encouragement, ladies and gentlemen. I know it looks bad in so many ways, but, you know, it's like that old saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And to me, this is one of the potential reconfigurations and maybe resets that we need to do as a nation. And that is to realize that politics has misserved us. I mean, really, for all that we've gone through, all the hysteria that we've exercised in the recent years, how well off are we when we find out that the institutions have abandoned us, they've become utterly corrupt, and they've got us all revved up and at each other's throats. And I'm saying the hell with politics. I mean, we need to get back to the basics and understand what is it that unites us. What unites us as one is under the flag, the red, white, and blue, the Constitution, that we are above anything else. We are Americans. We're not Republicans or Democrats or Independents. Yes, that's a subset. But look at how well that served us. You know, how well off are we because we can go out there and proudly say, well, we're Democrats. I mean, you know, you've even got Democrats who are jumping ship. Republicans are jumping ship. I mean, everybody's jumping ship because it's a mess. And if you think not, listen to what's coming up next when we talk with Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. Adam, Happy New Year. Good to have you with us, buddy. How are you?
Great to be on the program, Bill. Thank you very much for your interest in our work.
Well, I'm very interested, and you know it's been, boy, from day one because of one of your founders who was so involved in keeping us abreast of the, you know, the corruption, the rank mis- and malfeasance of the people's money, you know. And I congratulate Open the Books and your team for what you're doing and the announcement. I was glad to hear that you're doubling down. And this is also, I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, to keep you aware of this, is because you need to put your money in ground that is well seeded and able to accept and really maximize your investment. If you're interested in a government being accountable, then you need to get behind Open the Books. I mean, they're going to double their investigations, and you'll be doing now, what, one a month?
We're looking for one deep dive federal investigation per month. That's 12 per year. Last year in 2020, even during the pandemic, we turned out six. We did 40 investigations up to 1,200 words. We want to do 140 investigations at the federal, state, and local level in the coming year. So, like, for instance, Bill, last year, like in the very poor border town of Laredo, Texas, we discovered that they paid their village manager, actually two out of the last three village managers, up to $880,000 a year. So that was an investigation at the local level. At the state level, for example, we sued the state of California because they are the only state that refuses to turn over their line-by-line state spending. The comptroller says she can't find one of the 49 million transactions that she paid out last year to the tune of, you know, over $300 billion. We want to see all of that like we do in the other 49 states. And then at the federal level, we turn out these great oversight reports, one of which we'll talk about in today's program, at least today.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Tom Coburn, who was my hero, as yours as well, and so many other Americans, because he was the champion in the Senate, you know, sounding the alarm for this government waste, you know, time and again. And it had to be frustrating for him. I mean, with his medical background, I mean, this is a smart guy, and realizing the institutions and the bureaucracy of our government are so well entrenched. I mean, call them the deep state, call them what you want, call it the ruling class. This was very, very difficult. And I'm so grateful, Adam, that you and your team have picked up this legacy and are continuing on with the baton, because this is an ongoing race. I mean, it is never ending. There's just something about, you know, this is like, I remember when I was a kid growing up, you know, one of the scariest movies I saw was The Blob. And this is kind of it. I mean, this is the blob from this professional ruling class that has just taken over. It's got an inertia, a mind of its own, but the mind is one of, you know, one of survival and ongoing consumption of the people's money and waste of it.
Well, Bill, I want to speak to Coburn's impact, because in 2013, Time put Coburn on their list of the 100 most influential persons in the world. And this was a small state senator. You know, Coburn came out of Oklahoma. And so how did he make an impact in the U.S. Senate? Well, the first thing is he helped open the books. He co-sponsored, reached across the aisle with then-Illinois Senator Barack Obama to post the federal checkbook online, the Google Your Government Act back in 2007. So he opened the books on him. The second thing he did is he went after duplication, and he got a law passed saying, you know, basically declaring war on duplicate federal programs. And hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. I think it's like $400 billion worth of.
Yeah, over 400. Yeah, exactly. And has that ever been resolved?
Yeah, taxpayer savings of over $400 billion because of that bill. And nobody even talks about that. But that's a robust part of the Coburn legacy. The other thing that he did is he showcased and made famous on the floor of the United States Senate the Bridge to Nowhere. So we all know about the Bridge to Nowhere, but it's Coburn in large part that made it famous in the early days. And he stopped earmarks. You know, they used that HALO example to stop earmarks, and that battle's being fought again in Pelosi's house.
Well, it's ongoing because it's almost like gravity. It exists because of, you know, quid pro quo, you know, that famous phrase that we learned in the last 18 months. And exactly, Pelosi's house, I mean, they are experts. They're 10-degree black belts in earmarks. And, you know, this is why even Bill Clinton, if you recall, wanted to have the opportunity to execute a line-by-line veto. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, you know, and so they all but tarred and feathered, you know, their own standard bearer over that idea, right?
Well, and there was retaliation. So Coburn was a medical doctor. He delivered babies, about 4,000 babies, back in a small town of Oklahoma. And the Senate Republicans, in large part, stripped him of the ability to practice medicine while he was in the United States Senate, effectively retired him as a doctor.
Wow. His own party goes after him.
Yes. Yeah, Ted Stevens is a senator from Alaska. You know, Coburn was a freshman U.S. senator in the well of the United States Senate when he brought forward the amendment on earmarks and called out the Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska, bridge going to less than 100 residents from the mainland to an island. Ted Stevens barged down the aisle, red-faced, fist clenched, and yelled at Coburn to get his amendment off the floor, and then he refused. And so there was retaliation.
Well, and this is the nature of our government in terms of retaliation. This is, part of the exercise and the weapons that they utilize in order to, you know, keep their constituency lined up. Nancy Pelosi has been heavy-handed to that degree. This is why, they're in lockstep, and she's been
effective Coburn lesson here. That night, it was the middle of the night, but it was being broadcast on C-SPAN. Mm-hmm. Coburn lost that vote on the earmark amendment that night, 89-11. Hardly anybody stood with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew when the American people woke up the next morning that he would win it eventually, and they did. And that's political leadership.
Exactly. It kind of reminds you a little bit of what has happened here recently and how people are pigpiling against Donald Trump. And will that be that morning in America that they will wake up to the truth and realize that he's been more of an ally than a foe for the American people? What do you think? You have any comment on that?
Oh, I thought you were going to the break.
No.
Look, history is being written now.
No doubt it's being written. The challenge that we have, Adam, is true history being written. You know, like it's been said by communist leaders, he who controls the present controls the past and can have their way with history. And that's what we need to keep an eye on to make sure that the whole truth and nothing but is what we hear. We've got more from Adam after this.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, there's so much to learn about the history of our country, and even modern history. It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Angieski is with us from Open the Books. And we were just talking, you know, about what we could learn and what he even shared with his daughter about mob reaction and the mob mentality and how you can find yourself, you know, caught up in the energy and the emotions of a mob, and may even wonder after it's all said and done, is going, gosh, I know I did that, but I don't know why. You know, that's not who I am. I just got caught up in the emotions. And it's in instances like that where, you know, life-changing mistakes can happen. Right, Adam?
Right, and it happens in an instant, and especially with the psychology of crowds. So we have an executive here in Illinois. He's a technology executive. He's wealthy. I mean, he had the financial wherewithal in the last election cycle to give $25,000 to the Trump campaign, and he was out for the peaceful rally, and he got caught up in the march to the Capitol, and he went into the Capitol, and he's been arrested, and he's been fired, and his whole life is turned upside down, and he's the executive with the quote in the national news that it was the worst decision of his entire life. He made a bad decision in the instant, and he was arrested, and he's going to be prosecuted. So I sat my daughters down over, you know, when we were having dinner, and I brought out the newspaper and read them this example and told them about the psychology of the crowd and the mob mentality. And they're going to face instances like we all have in our lives
where
exactly. The crowd can move you forward. And you have to be able to identify that in real time and get yourself out of there.
Exactly. Well, and this is what happens if you're not used to it, you know, and, if, you know, like you said, because of your father's background, your family background, you were a little bit smarter and kept yourself smarter and experienced and kept yourself and friends that you were with out of trouble, getting caught up in a mob psychotic reaction kind of deal. And if you're not used to doing this, you can get caught up and find yourself in trouble real quick, like you said, for this one executive that you mentioned, and how many other stories are we going to hear about, even like the gal who was shot, you know, this Ashley Barrett. I mean, what happened, you know, like I said, the early reports was she was just standing there at a door. Well, then you see the footage, and she was breaking through, I mean, climbing through a window that had been broken. Well, you know, you're breaching, you know, security levels, and maybe out of emotion and whatever, you do that, and now you put yourself in peril, and now you're dead.
You know, so my example was when I was in college, and it was a tailgate party before the first football game in the fall, and the excitement was high,
right.
And the first bottle was thrown. My friend group was standing there near where that happened. It eventually erupted into a massive, what was called a riot. Tailgating at my college was shut down for years afterwards. But as soon as that first bottle was thrown, and then the second bottle, I got my friends out of there. And really happy I made that decision. People were injured, you know, and all kinds of things.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, what hangs in the balance here is our civic responsibility and participation. We want to be careful we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's just that we need to learn from this to realize that, look it, you know, we need, democracy demands an activated citizenry. And, you know, there's nothing better that the ruling elites would like is that we would just cower, we'd fold up our tent, and like in your college, all of a sudden you're not having tailgate parties for 4 years because of this one incident. I mean, you have to be able to measure it and adjudicate an appropriate response.
Done really well on this issue over the course of decades.
Yes.
I mean, just think of the Tea Party movement during the Obama administration. There were tens of millions of organized rallies, and I attended a lot of those rallies, and they were heavy on policy. They were light on chanting. Like,
yes.
You go to a rally last summer, it was all chant and no policy. It was totally different with the limited government Tea Party movement, and it was always peaceful, and they always cleaned up after themselves.
Exactly.
And not one single instance of any problems over the course of that 2-3-4 year cycle. So conservatives, you know, I mean, the natural bent is toward law and order.
Right.
You know, I don't know what happened there, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of after action reports as to what happened.
Well, hopefully we get some objective viewpoints on this, but this is a culmination, I say, of, you know, the summer of love and all the burning of buildings and, you know, lives and destruction, you know, that happened. And the Democrats and Democratic run cities just sat back and let it happen. Well, you know, maybe part of that crowd psychology is saying, hey, look, they're not going to do anything. They didn't do anything earlier. They're at Lafayette Square right across from the White House. You know, almost let a church burn down and all the other things that were going on there. So what does it matter if you storm the Bastille, if you break into Nancy Pelosi's office? And I felt bad for her staff. I mean, she said their staff was locked and they're cowering under a desk, you know, fearful for their lives as, you know, this unruly crowd is going through and knocking on the doors. And I mean, that's quite a threatening experience.
They're law breakers.
Yeah.
They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Right.
We were consistent on that at OpenTheBooks.com last summer. We said they're lawbreakers and they should be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the president said, too. Exactly.
And, you know, and big city mayors were standing down their police forces. Look, there's an old Wall Street adage that says flow begets flow. Mm-hmm. And that applies to chaos.
Yes.
So chaos begets chaos. When you allow chaos, you get more of it. And, you know, was this an extension of the summer? Look, it didn't help.
Yes, clearly. Let's talk about the militarization of the U.S. executive agency. This is your first investigative report of the month. Tell us about this.
So in 2016, during the Barack Obama years, we investigated the purchase of guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment outside of the Department of Defense in the rank-and-file federal paper-pushing regulatory agencies like Health and Human Services, like the Social Security Administration, like the Internal Revenue Service, and also the traditional law enforcement agencies over at Homeland Security and the Department of Justice. So here's the update. We found that there's 103 executive federal agencies. Out of 122, there's 103 with arrest and firearm authority. There's 76 rank-and-file paper-pushing agencies like the EPA and even like the space agency NASA. There are 27 traditional law enforcement agencies that purchase guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment. So, Bill, after grabbing legal power, federal bureaucrats are amassing firepower. And this continued during the Trump administration.
So what are we to discern from this?
DHS Homeland Security. They have nearly 300,000 weapons. We took a look at the scope of the federal officers now with arrest and firearm authority, and there's over 200,000 officers at the federal level outside of the military. That number exceeds the number of United States Marines at 180,000.
Wow. So what are we to conclude from this? I mean, in light of what happened with the storming of the Bastille, as we said last week, I mean, this is going to, I would think, you know, going with what you said, you know, with Wall Street, flow begets flow, chaos begets chaos. This could very well exacerbate, you know, the militarization of these executive agencies all the more, could it not?
Well, look, the left wants to eliminate private ownership of guns. And what we show in this report is that the federal government is armed to the eye teeth, right?
Yes.
So, look, over the last couple of decades, the sheer size, scope, and power of the federal government has grown dramatically. Now what we're showing at OpenTheBooks.com is they've got guns, plenty of ammunition to back it all up. For example, you better pay your taxes. The Internal Revenue Service owns 4,500 guns, and they've actually stockpiled 5 million rounds of ammunition.
Wow.
Their special agents can carry AR-15-style guns and submachine guns.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure with the flip of a switch, they could be turned to automatic as well, right? Because
well, this
they would
is why in 2016, and it got a lot of attention, then U.S. Senator, our honorary chairman, Dr. Tom Coburn, and I co-authored a piece for the Wall Street Journal, Why Does the IRS Need Guns? It was a very, very popular piece, and
right.
The Wall Street Journal editorial board followed it up with, when your IRS auditor gets to carry a submachine gun.
Boy. We're back to Elliot Ness days here. I mean, this is getting crazy. But it's no wonder America is arming up. I mean, not only because of the threat of not having access for personal protection. And, of course, we see what's happening, the riotous behavior. I mean, we even had two attorneys there in St. Louis, right? Their home is threatened. And just because they bring out their guns to protect their property, they're the ones that end up in trouble?
Well, you know, and that's the juxtaposition between, you know, and we have got to answer these significant public policy questions in this country. Does government get to own the guns and the people? No. And that's exactly the opposite of what our founders intended. Here's another example. Veterans Affairs. You know, they're supposed to care for our, you know, to fulfill the bond and the promise to our nation's veterans for basic health care. Yet, you know, during a period when veterans couldn't get in to see a doctor because there weren't enough doctors, almost $26 million, 11 million rounds of ammunition was purchased. The VA has almost 4,000 law enforcement officers guarding medical centers. In 1996, they didn't even have a police force. They had zero officers.
Wow. Well, Adam, again, we're grateful for the reporting and doing what you can to hold them accountable. All the best to you. And for people that want to come alongside, how can they donate to Open the Books?
Just come to OpenTheBooks.com with a credit card or PayPal. You can make a donation, and more donations equal more investigations.
Exactly. And the other thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, is if you can do this on a monthly basis, I mean, because it's not like Adam and the crew are just doing this, you know, one and done in a couple weeks. I mean, as you know, we reported, they're doubling their efforts this year, and you want to come alongside and do what you can to support that effort. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. Thank you, Adam. Great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is...